Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm going to throw this out there just because it was on the TV behind me.
Yeah.
The Giants.
The Gigantes.
City Connect jerseys are god-awful.
I think they're all god-awful.
Well, I wouldn't say all of them.
Well, the San Diego, when it's like got that Miami Vice vibe to it, I kind of dig that.
And I only like this because I like the color like forest green, kind of dark green.
Okay.
I love the Rockies, like white and green.
Yeah, I just get weirded out by the color that's like when Boston wears green, your team name is literally a color.
That is a great point.
And that bothers me.
Yeah, it's like the White Sox wearing purple.
The Chicago Bulls, they had the Chicago Bulls City Connects. They were like red and black.
That's right. Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, that's because Jerry Reinsdorf owns it.
Well, yeah, but and it's also like a throw to your other, you know, your like.
I don't think it's right. I'm not defending it.
Like if if the Mariners wore, you know, that god awful seafoam green, like from the Color Rush Seahawk jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Like if they wore that, I'd be like, all right, it's the same town, but that looks dumb.
I hate their City Connects, by the way. Hot take from America.
The blue ones with the yellow M.
Mm-hmm.
I
like
with
the blue.
With the black.
Well, I don't like the pants.
Yeah, see, it doesn't make sense to me that they've got literally like just dark black pants with a navy blue top. It's
go
like
blue all the way, baby. Go blue all the way,
or go white pants.
I don't like the pants. But I love the old Mariner blue with the trident. I think that hat is sexy.
Yes.
As a man who is a connoisseur of 5950 New Era hats, they should be a sponsor of this show. That hat is sexy.
I will say, without a doubt, though, the worst City Connect jerseys, the Phillies.
Yeah.
Just makes no sense.
Wear powder blue.
And
come on. You need an alternate? Wear powder blue.
With like the graffiti gothic lettering?
No,
like what?
The powder blue looks great.
Don't get it.
All right. Well, baseball gifted us something today on this senioritis edition of the Hot Corner.
What is making the Giants jerseys look a little bit better
today? Oh, hey, that would be the introduction of one Raffy Devers. Rafael Devers gets traded to the Giants for two big league players and two minor leaguers.
Where to start with this?
And that's what I was just about to say. I have no idea where the hell to go with this. You know, Devers comes out and he's like, I'll play any position possible. And it's like, man, dude, you're such a bitch. Like, you are such a candy ass. Like, what are we doing here?
That's a good troll on his part.
It is an amazing troll.
That honestly isn't like at first, because I had the first, that was my first initial. I was like, really, dude?
Well,
really?
He got traded, and then today it dropped like 3 hours ago. He's like, I'll play anywhere.
Yeah. My initial thoughts too is like, really? You'll play whatever position? And I was like, what a. Actually.
I think we'll start here.
Tipping the cap on the pettiness.
I think what's the most surprising about this trade, and there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, hell, we might talk this whole hour about this. I did not realize that things were that bad in Boston. it must, it
we shouldn't be shocked.
We should, I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it's like,
I just did not know things were that bad in Boston.
He met with the owner, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was like, okay, he's kind of a diva, but he's your big paid guy. He's dealing with the DH. He's better at the DH. He got all these young kids coming up. Might as well put him around a big league hitter who knows what he's doing.
Did you read the Yahoo article by chance?
I don't think so.
There was a Yahoo article that is titled "Inside the quote absolute S show" end quote that led to the Boston Red Sox trade of Rafael Devers, and it was really good. It just, you know, gave you the play by play of what happened, and it just you read some things in there that gives context to this situation, but also just the Red Sox situation in general.
Man, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the Red Sox and their issues and Alex Cora and all that. And I said on this program, on the air, and I will double down on it, I did not think we would talk about the Red Sox for the rest of the year. I didn't, because I think they're a mediocre team, and I think they have too many holes, and I think they have too many issues in the clubhouse. Well, here we are. Now we are bringing this up, and the issue in the clubhouse is gone. I mean, I think when I first saw the trade, I'm sitting there and thinking to myself, that's what you got for Rafi Devers? I mean, Rafi Devers is a top 10, 15 hitter in baseball. That's all you got? Then I start reading, you know, baseball people I respect and their opinions, and they're sitting there telling me Red Sox did well in this trade. And that blows my mind. It blows my mind, which means,
I mean,
those guys probably knew how contentious it was in Boston.
I think that what the Red Sox wanted to do was, with this relationship starting to go sour, is it made the contract to them look worse and worse.
And I think that's it. I think you're spot on. That contract looks terrible because he's disgruntled.
Now, let's also be fair. He's good. He's
borderline great. Great hitter.
I mean, he is.
He's not borderline. He's a great hitter.
And he is totally, like, dude, from where he was, what is it, a week into the season to where he is now, like,
night
he's having
day.
A great year.
Yeah.
He's having a really good year. I shouldn't say great year. He's having a really good year. He's batting like 270, 905 OPS, 15 home runs, something like that. So he's
not getting my vote for third base, though, I'll tell you that.
Dude, he's actually second in the National League.
That's amazing.
In votes, and I was like, that can't happen.
Well, Red Sox fans love their boys.
But yeah, man, it's just, this became such a contentious relationship, but I think it is also exasperated by the Red Sox front office. And now this is, you know, we've seen it now with Betts, obviously, but it's like, this is not the Red Sox of old at all anymore.
No.
Like, in any way, shape, or form. This article, dude, I'm telling you, you need to read it. And if anybody's interested on, like, learning about this, because there's things I didn't even know about it, how the Red Sox, they brought in essentially a sports franchise consulting firm to, and whenever you bring consultants in, it's basically like, all right, fire these people.
Yep, yep.
That's what it leads to. And, oh, we think we could streamline this thing. And
Big ideas.
You know, it talks about how, like, the optics of Fenway Sports Group isn't good because they go in, it seems like they kind of care about Liverpool.
Well, and what's funny is, as a Liverpool fan, for years we were like, you care more about the Red Sox than you do us.
Yeah.
But
now,
we won something, and now it's like, oh, hey.
And then they just sign the German dude to, like, $170 million
Florian
contract.
Florian Wirtz
this week.
He's our guy. He's my guy. The German Messi is what they call him.
Really?
That's what they call him, dude. Huh.
Isn't that wunderbar?
Wunderbar.
Yeah, man, but it's a very interesting read because we have everything from, you know, player comments on the front office to Zoom conference hot mics.
Well, I kind of mentioned this, you know, I've been alluding to this. You know, the Red Sox get Alex Bregman, all right? And his deal is very player-friendly. It's a three-year deal, but he has player opt-outs after every year. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When they bring him in and all this drama starts, it's kind of like, well, this is a more aging player who has won. We're bringing him in for clubhouse and for his skill, because we all agree that he's going to, if he can stay healthy, he's going to absolutely rake at Fenway. But this screams to me like we had to get rid of Devers to make sure that that player option is an opt-in and not an opt-out.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I would walk away if I were him. I'd be like, this drama is unnecessary.
Well, there is part of me that thinks that they're going to offer him a long-term deal.
Oh, opt-out, and then he gets a six-year, 200-something million-dollar deal.
Talk to him behind the scenes, yeah, and be like, hey, if you know, we will give you
we
a long
We just traded Devers.
Yeah.
Our guy.
Yes. That's what I feel like that's going to end up happening there.
Yeah, is that how we look at this?
But also, the way that the Red Sox have been operating the last couple of years, getting rid of Betts and Bogarts and now Devers, maybe they are idiots and he opts out and they don't even re-sign him and then they're just sitting on their... I mean, quite honestly, they've been afraid to give dudes contracts outside of Devers, which now they have given away, so
and dudes don't want to re-sign there.
I don't know what to expect with this team anymore. This is very much not the days of Theo Epstein.
No, it is not. I saw something. It was a picture of the 2018 in the dugout, and it was Bogey, Betts, and Devers.
I mean, he's still the only player remaining from that 2018 World Series team,
and now he's not. And it said, these three guys, this is what the Red Sox got for these three guys. Connor Wong and whoever they just got for Devers. That's it. That's all they have
Which
to show for it.
Kyle you Harrison, have... Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs III.
Yeah, how's that Alex Verdugo return doing from the Mookie Betts trade?
Right.
My God.
Absolutely brutal. He can't even make a roster. He was in the World Series last year for the Yankees and can't make a roster.
No,
he's still on the Braves.
He started in left field. I think
I
he's still
say,
on the Braves. They might have DFA'd him.
No,
he's, I mean, as far as I see, he's still on the. He's, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the contract situation for the Red Sox, too, and what kind of money they're handing out. I think it's kind of similar to what the Mariners have done. I don't know if they want to hand out big money lately because they've been developing talent from within. They gave, what was that kid, Christian Campbell? I think, you know, kind of like that future deal, a six-year deal that's not going to hurt him.
Bregman got one of those deals. Acuna
exactly.
got one. Albie's got one. Julio has one.
And
Tatis has one.
And outside of Bregman and Trevor Story, they have no highly paid hitters.
That is true.
And it's all rookies. It's Marcelo Mayer that they hope works out. It's Tristan Casas, who they hope
Duran
comes back
in center.
Exactly. It's a lot of these, the Christian Campbell, the Roman Anthony, they just called up. They literally want to fill their lineup with, what, six, seven rookies, essentially, and
which
hope
is,
they take
is,
off.
Which is probably why it's a smart deal to deal Devers. If you really believe these kids are going to be great, and you've already locked up Christian Campbell, do you not start locking up the other dudes and just praying to God they pan out?
I want you...
I can't... I'm just going to say it, and then you can say what you're going to say, Joe. I still just can't believe this was that bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to read an excerpt from this Yahoo article that kind of gives in some more details about this. After Xander Bogaerts left in 2023, Cora clearly wanted Devers to fill the void. When I asked Devers about it back then, he was honest. I don't really see myself too much as a leader right now. The reluctance never really changed. Inside the clubhouse, players watched as the coaching staff publicly flagged Roman Anthony's defensive fundamentals as a slight to the front office. They saw teammates ask to switch positions on the fly. They witnessed Cora trying to win baseball games while benching teams' prospects. In front office, scouts were fired over slights. Veteran leaders with deep organizational trust were iced out, and the communication from Breslow dried up. According to multiple sources, Devers also was upset when the rookie Campbell volunteered to play first base this season, interpreting it as a slight to his own stature.
Oh, brutal. Like,
oh, my God.
Bro, you can't sit with us. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Mean Girls. I mean, it came across on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. She'll let you interact with us throughout this entire show. So, what isn't going to be a part of most analysis of the Devers situation is that Bogaerts was a great mentor for him, and he never completely got over him leaving in free agency and animosity towards the front office for letting him go. That could be a real thing. I mean, you are now the third guy of what looked like an insane core in Boston. I remember when Bogaerts left, look, it came out that it sounded like Mookie didn't want to play in Boston. Sounded like he didn't really like Boston. So you got to trade him, and they got a huge prospect from the Dodgers in Anthony Verdugo, who was supposed to be their one of their top guys. So at least you got something from that. But before that comes out, you're looking at a trio of Devers, Bogaerts, and Betts. I thought Bogaerts was the key. I thought he was the glue to all that. Now they let him walk, and it was the right move, because he hasn't been great in San Diego. I'm just fascinated how far this thing fell. Yeah. Now, they got a bunch of kids, so in 2 years, they could be really good.
And then they'll trade him. what cracks me up, though, is like the part about Devers was upset when rookie Campbell volunteered to play first base.
Bro, that's because you ain't.
Interpreted as a slight to it. You're like, hey, Rafi, can you play first base? No, I'm not doing that. Coach, I'll do it. What the hell is your problem?
F you, man.
How dare you?
You ass-kissing loser.
That part cracked me up the most about this. Like, you literally said you didn't want to do it.
So now that I said I will, yeah, it's like, hey, do you want to go to this party tonight? No, I wouldn't be caught dead at that party. Dude, I'm going to go. You're going? I'm so mad at you. Did you have fun? I did. I hate you.
Yeah, there's part of me that looks like, when you first texted me about this, I was like, man, I feel like all this stuff with Devers throughout the season, like the Red Sox have been trying to trade him and like didn't really value him to start this season as much as other people and teams did.
Yeah.
But as this plays out, man, I mean, the GM Breslow or whatever his name is, he seems pretty damn inept at this point. Craig Breslow, chief baseball officer.
I agree.
And ownership seems disconnected now. It's honestly, I couldn't be happier.
Ditto, right there with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.